Well, thank you very much. I have to say, having now gone through a number of these sessions on Myanmar, it is good that we have an expression of universal concern about the very serious human rights situation in the country, because it's really cross-regional, and I think it's important that the military authorities hear this, that from Geneva, from the Human Rights Council, there is universal concern about what is happening inside the country. A lot of you have been asking what more can be done. Now, I'd like to share with you a number of reflections. First, in order for the United Nations to be able to do more in the country, we need to have the full backing and the support of member states, not just ASEAN and this Human Rights Council, but also the Security Council. It is now more than a year since the Security Council's first resolution in Myanmar, and yet the military has doubled down on violence. So we need full-fledged support from all institutions that have the power and the influence to make a difference. Second, accountability. Absolutely agree with you, it can be a game changer. We have already, it was mentioned, the important proceedings in the International Court of Justice, but they are very much focused on crimes against Rohingya. We know that the range, and my reports confirm this, the range of crimes today is much broader, impacting on all parts, on all communities of the country. So before the, so I really repeat my call, given the scale of continuing criminality across the country, for the situation of Myanmar in its entirety to be referred to the International Criminal Court. Third, we need more action by member states. We know that in the General Assembly, there was already concern expressed about the flows of weapons into Myanmar. So we really need strengthened, targeted measures to prevent the military from obtaining, for example, aviation fuel or foreign currency that is used for the maintenance of weapons, systems, and military operations. I'm very concerned about the forced conscription order, as I mentioned, which is the latest in a raft of measures to suppress people. I mean, the absurdity that Rohingya, who don't even have citizenship, haven't had citizenship for decades, are now essentially bullied into this is quite remarkable. Fourth, we need better funding for the humanitarian operation inside and for the humanitarian operation response inside Myanmar, but also, we have heard it, to those countries, and in particular Bangladesh, that are hosting refugees, have been hosting them for years, and don't get the support that they need. And I have to say, I want to pay tribute to the countries, in particular Bangladesh, but also Malaysia. We have heard, and in other countries, Thailand, other countries in Southeast Asia and beyond, we have heard Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, that are hosting Rohingya refugees, and it is really important that they get the support. And it is critical that we are not losing sight of the solution when it comes to for the Rohingya crisis that was actually elaborated during the commission at the time in 2017. So there are actually, there is a roadmap for solutions when it comes to resolving the Rohingya crisis, but unfortunately it was never implemented. And it was a solution that was produced within the country at the time, and we just need to make sure it's done. I have to say, I've met over the years many Rohingya refugees, both those who lived in Myanmar themselves, but also outside. And I've never seen a population that is so deprived of rights, almost in a catatonic state. And I can only feel for what is happening to them when they have absolutely no expectation that anything will change anytime soon. So they really need to be put up on the scale of attention by the international community. The fifth area is, I think we need to support ASEAN, all of us, member states, in preparing for the day after, which means to prepare for a robust, inclusive political process that engages all parties, including the NUG and the democracy movement. And sixth, it's also important to support civil society organizations within Myanmar. This is very difficult, there's no doubt about that, because there's a lot of red tape. But there are other ways, informal ways, those outside the box, to try to continue supporting the civil society movements within the country. I will pay a visit to Southeast Asia in June, and it is absolutely clear to me that this topic will be foremost on the agenda. Thank you very much.